Right now, you're listening to sound representing fall Chinook salmon moving down the Snake River. There's a lot of data about salmon out there, and that data is complex and hard to process. But researchers hope setting it to sound can make it easier to understand.
So it gives us this way to explore the data before analysis and really figure out what's going on with the fish in ways that we wouldn't otherwise be able to see.
That's Jens Haag with the University of Idaho. He's the study's lead author. He says your ears can more easily understand complex information than your eyes. It's harder to decipher messy charts and graphs. Haag hopes the sound will reveal new patterns in salmon migration data that researchers might not pick up on by scanning databases. Turning data into sound is called sonification. The process has been used to study deep space and the depths of the ocean. Haag says this is the first time it's been used to study salmon migration. Researchers took large amounts of data from the salmon themselves, more on that later, and turned the data into musical notes, like this. Here's a tone representing one salmon in the upper Snake River. Another tone for a fish in the lower Snake. And a tone for the Clearwater River. Then the sounds show fish begin to migrate out to sea. The researchers used data from 45 fish. Altogether, the sounds are messy and complex. Here's another example of the differences in the sounds. Listen closely. These tones represent a lot of fish in the rivers. A few fish. To make the sounds, researchers had to figure out the migration timing. They used chemical data in the salmon's ears. The fish have bones in their ears called otoliths. Researcher Jens Haag says they store chemical information about where the fish are and when they swim through each place.
It's a temporal record. It's the chemical record in these tree ring-like bands inside the ear bone of the chemistry they experience.
Composers turned that timing data from the ear bones into sound. With the sonification, they can see changes in data over large geographies and short time periods.
You can come out with some really interesting findings that make you question, are there better ways to do what we're doing?
Maybe one day, the researchers say, this type of research could be used to study other migratory wildlife. I'm Courtney Flatt, reporting.